This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Health providers across Alaska are preparing to respond to the spread of COVID-19 in their communities. There are not yet any confirmed cases of the virus in Alaska, but the state's leading health officials expect that situation to change. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is preparing to respond to possible cases in the region. The situation is evolving rapidly. Jim Sweeney is YKHC's Vice President of Hospital Services.
We are staying on top of this every week, sometimes every day, depending on what's going on.
YKHC is remaining abreast of the updates coming from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC. It is meeting regularly with the state of Alaska, along with other hospitals across the state, to share information and coordinate testing and care of patients possibly carrying the COVID-19 virus. YKHC is also meeting internally every week to plan its response to the virus if it emerges at a village clinic or the regional hospital in Bethel. YKHC is also running regular drills.
So a typical drill might have somebody coming in to the outpatient clinic and reporting that they have symptoms that are consistent with COVID and that they were traveling to one of the countries that was on the list of restricted travel from. And in that case, what we would do is get them, the people they come in contact with, get them a mask and put them into a negative pressure room.
This room controls the way that air leaves the room and cleans it as it leaves.
And then they would activate our incident command program internally so that we can respond to them and get them tested and go from there.
Lab testing for the virus is being done in Anchorage and Fairbanks. YKHC is also increasing its inventory of personal protective equipment, including masks, gowns, and gloves at its Bethel Hospital and Village Clinics. With COVID-19 spreading from person to person in Washington State, YKHC Chief of Staff Ellen Hodges says the virus could reach Alaska soon.
Most of the cases are likely to be mild, but there are people who are at higher risk,
including the elderly and people with heart and lung diseases. If someone in a village is suspected of carrying a mild case of COVID-19, a health aide would know what to do, placing a mask on the patient and trying to keep them from traveling and coming into contact with other people. The health aide would remain in contact with a provider in Bethel for ongoing instructions. More severely ill patients would be transported to Bethel and possibly Anchorage. Hodges says methods for preventing the spread of COVID-19 are the same as other infectious diseases, like the common cold.
We can't mention hand washing enough, I don't think, and staying home when you're sick or avoiding others when you're sick.
People in communities or households without running water or a limited supply of clean water are advised to use hand wipes or hand sanitizer containing at least 60% alcohol. People who are not sick do not need to wear mask. Following these guidelines can also prevent the spread of other viruses currently circulating in the region, including influenza and RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, which can be especially serious for infants. Hodges also recommends people get their annual flu shot. It won't protect against COVID-19, but does help protect against the flu on an individual and community level, and could reduce the strain on the healthcare system if a COVID-19 outbreak occurs. According to the CDC, symptoms for COVID-19 may appear 2 to 14 days after exposure and include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. YKHC recommends people reference the CDC website for up-to-date and accurate information on the virus. The city of Bethel is also heeding state health officials and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's advice to prepare for a greater spread of the COVID-19 virus within the United States. I talked with Bethel Acting City Manager Bill Howell about how the city is getting ready. Employee training is ongoing, personal protective gear is stocked, and communication lines are open with Bethel's other health providers. Howell feels confident about the city's ability to deal with the COVID-19 virus spreading to Bethel.
So we're kind of hitting this on numerous levels.
EMS, as well as police and fire department workers, have been training to respond to someone possibly carrying COVID-19.
Retraining folks on how to properly apply respiratory protection. Also, conducting respiratory fit tests to make sure that everybody has a good seal on their face mask so that it fits properly, talking about medical equipment that's needed for the proper treatment and diagnosis of patients with that condition.
The city has also adopted a new policy informed by best practices from the CDC for emergency medical personnel responding to patients who might be carrying the virus.
A memo within our medical personnel describing, you know, what our protocols or what our procedures are in dealing with patients, and a decision tree on how to diagnose it and the questions to ask.
Bethel's fire and police chiefs have inventoried the city's personal protective equipment. Howell calls the stock, quote, substantial, and says they are ordering more.
Because I suspect we'll be using a few more N95 masks and gloves and the such than we were using prior, as there's this greater awareness of this possible virus.
The city is requiring all city directors to watch CDC webinars on how to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in the workplace and is making this information available for all city employees. The city is meeting with the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation and Public Health Nursing to coordinate their roles and responsibilities amid a virus outbreak. And on the city website, the public can find a link to the CDC's information on COVID-19. Howell plans to keep the public informed on developments. Lastly, in sports, one of the biggest events of the year in the Yukon-Kuskokwim area begins tomorrow, LKSD's district basketball tournament. It will decide which of the region's small school teams will go on to compete statewide later this month in Anchorage. The first game tips off Thursday morning at 8:45 a.m. The tournament will stretch 3 days, finishing with the boys' championship game on Saturday at 6:45 p.m. and the girls' championship game right after at 8 o'clock. Teams from 11 villages will compete for their chance to advance to the state tournament. Chefornik, Kasigluk, Tuksuk Bay, Neposkiak, and Kipnuk are sending both boys and girls teams. They'll be joined by boys teams from Nunapichuk, Kangiganak, and Quinnahock, and girls teams from Atmathluk, Nutok, and Tuntutuliak. Each game will be broadcast live on KYUK 640 AM. We are still looking for callers to announce the games, and if you're interested, please email radio@kyuk.org. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org, and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.